Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union.
WTTSFM.com.
That's very nice, man. Very, very nice. And congratulations again on your win on local mic night. This is your prize, as well as the $10,000 in cash and other prizes that we arranged for you. No, we didn't. Don't get excited. I'm lying about that. That's going to be chump change when your musical career really gets going here anyway. So that would matter. Plus, Levi is going to be doing a gig for us on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday morning at the Rathskeller Beer Garden. That's a pretty big deal to play the Beer Garden. Some of our best area bands and some nationals come through there. In fact, a guy that you kind of remind me of, Jonathan Edwards, came through there a few years ago.
It's phenomenal.
Levi, who's been an influence on you?
I mean, there's way too many to really list, but 1930s Delta blues, things like that. That's what really instilled my voice, I mean, more than anything. And then gospel music, too. Like, Amazing Grace is my favorite song of all time. So artists like Muddy Waters, Sunhouse, Anderson East, you guys have had in here.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very big inspiration to me, you know. But so many, too many to count, honestly. Ray LaMontagne, big time inspiration.
So whereabouts exactly around here are you from?
I'm from Winchester, Indiana, which is like an hour and a half northeast of here. And then I live with my good friend. He's here today in Irvington now on the east side.
You know, it's kind of interesting because that area, I spent a lot of time in Muncie.
Yeah.
I spent 10 years here. Well, maybe a year. I don't know. It was a long stretch of time. Sometimes time in Muncie goes a little slow.
Yeah.
But
more fast for me.
But That area, though, has produced, actually, when you think about the history of music in this area, like Winchester, wasn't like Rick Derringer from over there somewhere?
Yeah, he actually is from, I think, is it McCoy's or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. McCoy's,
yeah.
And then later on, you know, the Rock and Roll Hoochie, yeah. That's all I can remember. But.
Yeah, we're like 6 miles from the Ohio line, where
yeah,
we're from Winchester,
yeah.
So that's where those guys always ran around, that little town called Union City, I think.
Yeah, and then Faith Band was out of Muncie, and Jenny DeVoe was... a Muncie Central girl, and just it's been a hotbed of talent over there. So have you gotten to the point where you can quit your day job?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah?
Depends
on
how many risks you're willing to take, honestly. I used to make some pretty good money making glass bottles in my hometown and put that all behind me and started chasing it full-time about 3.5-4 years ago.
Yeah, I guess if you're really going to do it, you really got to go all in.
Yeah. Everyone's situation is different, but in my case, you know, it's something I really love and I want to do for a long time, so...
So what's happening? Have you recorded music at this point? Are you on YouTube or are you getting some hits?
You can find me online, Facebook, YouTube, and stuff. But like everything else is getting ready to hit probably this fall, if we had to kind of project it. But we started tracking a couple weeks ago, and it's all sounding pretty good. So I'm excited about it, and hopefully I can give you guys something to listen to. I know you all want it, so.
It sounds great, man. And so we're anxious to hear some more. I'll be quiet and let you get to it and welcome all these people that made it in from Winchester and Irvington and other places to our 92.3 VIPs today. Once again, please welcome Levi Driscoll.
Thank you guys so much.